The flavor was sweet and rich, and that bothered Anna a lot more than it did her wolf, and she would rather decide how she felt about it before she replaced it with the flesh and blood of something else. Charles had been dropping steadily back, and she stayed with him, following when he broke free of the pack. In front of the other wolves, he'd behaved with solemn dignity. When they were alone, he dodged suddenly sideways, knocking her off her feet before she could brace herself, and the game was on. She and Charles played until she noticed he was favoring his good leg, and then they rested. They'd been married that afternoon in the little church in town. Sage had whisked her away for an emergency trip to Missoula the day before, so she'd even had a proper gown. Asil had supplied the bouquet and decorated the chapel with his roses. She hadn't known that Charles had contacted her family until she'd stepped into the chapel, and her father had been waiting in the aisle to escort her instead of Bran. Her brother had been standing with the groomsmen next to Samuel. So she'd been married with tears streaming down her face. The minister had stopped the ceremony and handed her a tissue to wipe her nose, which had made her laugh. Her favorite moment, though, was after the ceremony, when her father, thin and tall and stooped, had shook his finger at Charles and threatened him with death and dismemberment if he didn't take care of her. All the wolves who'd heard, which meant all the wolves in the room, had watched with amused awe as Charles had meekly bowed his head, as if her father had been the Merrock. Anna settled against Charles as they rested in the woods, his fur soft and thick against her own. He'd taken them in a circle, she saw, because they were above Bran's house, and she could see the lights inside, where her father and brother were still up, probably talking about her. She hoped they were happy for her. Judging from the past few days, this new life of hers wasn't going to be easy. But, she thought, she would like it just fine. Somewhere in the wild surrounding them, a timber wolf called to his mate. Anna jumped to her feet, nipped Charles's nose playfully, and took off with him in hot pursuit. This is Halter Graham. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Cry Wolf by Patricia Briggs. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced and directed by Scott Sherritt. Cry Wolf is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.